This is the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone at 9:35. Mark Howard and Wayne Bishop alongside Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. I'm Kevin Ingram. Enjoyed our visit with Jason Stark. It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Let's talk some Talladega. Let's head down to Alabama. We are joined by Grant Lynch, the chairman of Talladega Super Speedway at the Geico 500. A whole weekend of events coming up in a couple weeks. The 50th anniversary year there. Grant, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
No problem at all. You're retiring after the October race at Talladega. You've been there for a quarter century or so. What are you most proud of as far as the fan experience and those things that you've helped create there?
I guess I'm still here. I'm not really sure. It's just been a great place to work, and I was based here for many years, but I got to do so many other things for the company away from here that probably most folks don't know. I was the first president at Kansas, and I flew up. Lisa France Kennedy would fly by and pick me up, and we'd fly to Topeka, and we lobbied for about 6 or 8 months to get Wyandotte County and then the state of Kansas to approve the various financial things we needed in order to build that facility out there. So I got to do that, and got to help with Chicagoland when we built that. And I actually spent 2 years in Seattle lobbying out there to try to build a racetrack in the Pacific Northwest, and we never got the ball across the line up there. But I've gotten to do a lot of different stuff, so while I've been here for 26 years, I hadn't been here for all 26 years, so to speak.
Grant, I was watching some of that race yesterday at Bristol, and to me it was stunning to see the empty seats there. How much is that a reminder that you really have to be on your game and try to make everything just right for fans that are coming to your place?
It's something that happened to us. When I got here, we had 63,000. Some fool, you're talking to him, built 143,000. But we quickly realized when the sport started backing off that you couldn't just keep putting up a bunch of seats with nobody sitting in. Nobody likes to see that. So I don't know. Bristol's, they're good friends of mine up there. I've known them for a long time. But we've downsized our stands to where, we can still make it look pretty good. And we've got the confetti pattern in our seats, which helps you out. Sure. Crowd-wise, when you're looking at it on TV. But we look a little better than most places, but it's just part of the sports. Sports change, and the fan base changes, and you have to adapt and build new things. So what we're building now is, with the transformation project, we're building a giant new fan experience. It'll be after this race coming up on the 28th when we finish that. We'll clean up for 10 days or so, and then we'll go right into fixing up the new fan experience zone, which is going to just be the first of its kind in existence, and maybe the only one that ever built like this. That's going to be a brand new area for the fans to immerse themselves in the sport of NASCAR.
Grant Lynch is our guest. He's the chairman of Talladega Super Speedway.
Well, Grant, I guess one of the new fan experiences, I guess go a little detail. I know there's a couple of them that you're doing here, but the weenie in the hole, just because of the weenie in the hole, I want more details on this.
Yeah, we kick off our weekend. We started with the General Tire 200 race. And then following that is the big one on the boulevard, and that's where we start doing all those contests. Yes. With our guests and our fans that are in the infield. It's the first big party of the weekend, and we come up with all these crazy stunts for our fans to participate in. One of them's a weenie in the hole, one of them's a barbecue sauce wrestling pit and everything. So we start the program, and we start the first thing, and nothing ever works exactly like we designed it. And it never matters one bit, because there's so much fun going on and so much annex going on that everybody's just enjoying it. And it's a great way to kick off the weekend.
Now, what do you have for the kids' experience there, Grant?
Well, we have unbelievable kids' programs for the children. Kids 12 and under are free on Friday and Saturday. And basically, they can get any seat in the grandstands for $50 on Sunday in the grandstands. We have a military program, a first responders program. We have an educators program. We have all types of different ways that you can get a discounted ticket to come to Talladega. And you can go to our website, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com, and that you can see all these various offerings and everything. But it's a pretty economical place to come, because we have unlimited free camp. And being the biggest racetrack, we not only have the most amount of acreage inside our infield, we have the most amount of acres of any racetrack. We own about 2,700 acres here. And so we've got all this land that people can camp on for free. Our sport's one of the ones that you can bring in your own food and beverage into the grandstands in a soft-sided cooler. Mm. So if you start thinking about all the offerings and our ticket prices and the discounts we have for folks there. It's whether it's a group of friends or a family, you know, we've got something for everybody.
Grant, what about the sort of end of restrictor plate racing and how that's going to change what goes on your track?
Well, we're actually going to go to a tapered spacer, which is another way, I think, of saying restrictor plate. And restrictor plates had a bad connotation over the years. It's never really bothered me because we had two races under restrictor plates where we had 88 lead changes in 188 laps. That's a lot of competition right there. So anyway, it's going to be a tapered spacer that's on there. It does the same thing that a restrictor plate does. It reduces the amount of oxygen that's coming down into the engine to, you know, help burn the fuel up and everything. So that'll be there. A new bigger spoiler on the back up to 9 inches tall. And then they're lifting the back of the cars up about an inch, which should punch a bigger hole in the air. Hopefully that'll allow cars to pull up and hopefully pass the people in front of them. So we're going to see how that goes for this race.
Let me ask you something, because, you know, through the years, you know, you've been a forward thinker. You know, you were just talking about, you know, how the sport has changed and fans have changed. You know, I remember, you know, 15, 20 years ago, NASCAR was cutting edge. You know, it was the sport that the stick and ball sports envied. If you could change one or two things going back 15 or 20 years pertaining to NASCAR, what would it be?
I would have liked better foresight to not have built any seats, and I think a lot of others would have too. But that's hard to do when you're going through 10 years of where you're building them, and as fast as you can build them, people were filling them up. So we may have gotten a little bit too greedy and built too many, and we might have should have slowed up quicker. But that's hard to see when everyone you build are selling. I mean, it's something we did. Now, you know, we've got the widest seats I know of in NASCAR. Now all of our lower seats are 21-inch wide chair back seats, so you're not sitting on those old ones that are 18 inches, which I can't fit in an 18. and we got more leg room, and we had to redo our lower grandstands. We added 6 more inches of knee room, which is significant, you know, when you talk about. But we were doing that to cut down the number of rows we had to build, and we gave them more knee room, so it's a much more comfortable seat for our fans. We put up 4 giant TVs in this big steel structures that are there all the time. We spend $600,000 a year, which is basically $100,000 a day when we're open. And that is, it's like the giant family cave for everybody. You come here, you're sitting there in your seat, you got the big nice chair back seat, and you got your TV in front of you. Oh, by the way, the racetrack's right here and pit road's right there. And, you know, when a car gets all the way back on Talladega's back and you're in the grandstands, well, you can see them back there. But in old days, everybody drove the same paint scheme. And so you could see the black 3 back there, and you knew it was Earnhardt. But nowadays, there's so many paint schemes on these cars, you can't tell who's back there. Well, guess what? We got a TV right in front of you that's showing who's back there anyway, so you just look up at it while they're on the back.
Grant Lynch, thanks so much. Should be a fun weekend coming up in a couple weeks. We appreciate the time.
Thanks. See us at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com or call us at 877-GO-2-DIGGA, D-E-G-A. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good one. It's Grant Lynch. He's the chairman of Talladega Super Speedway. He's going to retire after 26 years there in October. But the Geico 500 coming up April 28th, 50th anniversary for that track, and lots of fun events going on.